Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. Welcome back. I'm Jenny Smith, Lead Bright Developer, and it is my joy to hang out with you again this week as we are in June and we are exploring the epistles and we are exploring how God equips us. This week, we get to learn from Hebrews, and we're learning about faith. The book of Hebrews emphasizes the importance of faith. Hebrews 11 highlights examples of faith, such as Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Moses, and Joshua, who trusted God despite not seeing the outcome. These individuals are called a great cloud of witnesses, encouraging believers to trust in God. Hebrews 11:6 stresses that faith is necessary to please God. Salvation comes through faith in Jesus, who makes a right relationship with God possible only through His grace. And that verse, 11:6, says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him." The Bible teaches us that we cannot be saved from our sins by anything we do. Only by His grace are we saved when we have faith in Jesus and what He did for us. When we place our faith in Jesus and believe He is the Savior, we can draw near to God and have a right relationship with Him. Our bright idea this week is God helps His people have faith. And our monthly memory verse is from Hebrews 13:21a. "May God equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ." Let's look at what we're teaching this week. What's our deep theology? Our he question asks, what pleases God? God is pleased by faith because He loves people and desires a close relationship with them. And our we question asks, how can we show our faith in God? We show faith in God when we trust and obey Him, no matter the circumstances. This week, as we look at navigating a broken world, we ask the question, why do bad things happen? In that passage in Hebrews, it talks about how there were even followers of God who died by the sword and were hanging out with lions and who suffered famine. Bad things do happen, even to people with faith. It's common for even believers to wonder why God allows terrible things to happen. And this idea can be confusing for kids as they learn they should have faith in a God who is loving and good. And in today's lesson, kids will learn about many Old Testament characters who had faith during difficult circumstances, just like I was referring to. Faith is trusting God even when we can't see what's happening. You may have kids in your group who have had experiences that left them wondering how to still have faith in God. You can be a safe place for them to share their story, listening without judging their questions. It's okay to say something like, "I don't know why that happened, but I do know that God is good and He loves you." Consider sharing an age-appropriate story of how you've been able to have faith through tough times in your own life. Most of all, reiterate that even in our deepest hurts, God is very real and He is very near. This month during our leader training, we're discussing really practical things, things that are happening in your group, and I know it. And today we're talking about what to do when those kiddos talk while you're talking. The whole time you're trying to teach, you see and hear a constant whisper. Connor is whispering again. This happens every week and is a great distraction to the other kids, not to mention you. Here's some very practical things you can do to help Connor get it under control. Number one, drop their name. As you're talking, gently and naturally drop the talker's name into what you're saying. "And Connor, you'll never guess what happened next." Or, "Connor, let's draw a picture in this square." You can also move closer. You can casually move closer to the talker, maybe even resting a hand on their shoulder to remind them to focus. Gently putting a hand on their shoulder, by the way. You could also have the talker sit next to you. You can ask for their help. Have a private conversation with the talker. Let them know that you need their help to make it possible for other kids to listen and for you to focus so everyone can learn about Jesus. Help them see why their talking causes problems without shaming them. And then finally, give them an assignment. Think of something specific that requires the talker to pay attention to what is happening in the group. For example, they could listen for you to say a certain word, and that will help them engage. Thank you for listening while I was talking. Thank you so much for discipling kids every single week. We love you. We're praying for you. We are always cheering for you. And we'll catch you next time.